Hello, everyone. Welcome to Lesson 4, Posture and Breathing. As we spoke about last week, you should now be in your meditation space with a set of earbuds in, just listening to this lesson with your eyes closed. You'll notice that the pace of these lessons are going to start to change, and we're going to slow things down as we go through these episodes and speak to you more like a meditation and less like a lesson. Posture is probably one of the most important, yet one of the most misunderstood items out there around meditation. There's a lot of misinformation out there, and a lot of movie magic that makes it to be something that it's not. We generally teach people to lay down as we've asked you to do in your space today, because it naturally aligns the spine and the head, which is the most important part about meditating, is keeping your spine in line with your head. Limbs can pretty much do whatever you want. We just ask that you leave them uncrossed, both arms and legs. Later on, when you deepen your practice and meditation, you can cross certain parts of your body, but it gets a little bit more complicated on how to do it properly without interfering with the energy flow of your body. So for the purposes of this lesson, let's leave your arms and legs uncrossed, laying down nice and comfy, and then naturally your head and your spine will be in full alignment. Now that we have good position within our body, let's think about our breathing. Breath work through meditation is used for a variety of reasons, and as much a tool as it is the meditation you're using. For example, any breath work exercise that has a longer exhale than inhale naturally produces a calming reaction within the body. You can look at your own natural instincts after a long run or a brief exertion of physical activity where you're actually out of breath. The habit or the instinct will be to breathe out in a long, slow breath and then inhale deeply and fast. This creates a reaction in the body that starts the relaxation process in order to calm down. So we can translate this into a meditative breathing exercise, where we naturally will extend our exhales for a longer count than our inhales. This becomes very productive and useful in times of anxiety, stress, or even preparing for sleep if insomnia is a problem. This can be easily achieved just by simply using a count system. So if we were to do a quick example of this, we're going to inhale for 2 seconds, we're going to hold for 2 seconds, and then exhale for 4 seconds. So let's try it together. Release all the breath that's in you and inhale. 1, 2, hold. 1, 2, and exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Many variations of this simple exercise can be done. Using a number that works well for you, what it takes to completely inhale and fill your lungs completely, if it's 3 seconds, 2 seconds, or even 4 seconds, it doesn't matter. What matters is the exhale count is longer than the inhale count. So feel free to experiment with this, even in your waking hours. Maybe you're sitting at work and you want to control your breathing in a stressful situation. Take advantage of that body's natural response to calm itself naturally just by lengthening your exhale over your inhale. One of the most common breath exercises that I use in my meditations is mindful breathing, which we're going to focus a little bit more on today. So all I want you to do is let your breath return to a nice, normal pace. Don't increase it, don't decrease it, just let it be where it naturally sits. And with your mind, I want you to follow the air that you're breathing in through your nose, through the back of your throat, and down into your lungs. And then on the exhale from your lungs, following it up your neck, into your throat, and then out your nose. If you can't visualize or track a piece of the air all by itself, use your mind to visualize one single air molecule and have it move in the timing of your breath and using the same speed. I'm going to get you to try this on your own for just a few breaths. And I want you to vary your breathing just a little bit. I want you to start with some normal breathing. Then I want you to take a couple breaths that are deep and full and still follow that air molecule in and out. And then let it return back to normal again. Begin. Very good. Now, as I'm talking, try to keep your mind just tagged on that air molecule as it's traveling in and out, and split your focus between my voice and your breathing. I want you to start to feel what your mind does and what your body does when you bring your focus to your breath itself. The better you get at this, the deeper you can focus and the more you can notice on what actually changes within your body. Mindful breathing can be used inside of a meditation to allow yourself to calm down and relax if you come up on any emotions or any thoughts that you want to dismiss. It can also act as a reset if you become distracted. You can use your breath work to pull you back in line with the meditation and refocus and carry forward. Outside of meditation, it can be used to manage stress, anxiety, and even depression to bring you back into the current moment. It's a wonderful way to help yourself ground along the way and recenter yourself in your own body. Some adaptations to this is you breathe in, attaching light and peace to that air molecule, depositing inside you in your lungs. And then attaching the static or darkness or bad thoughts to that molecule on the way out, and breathe out that static within your body. There's a multitude of variants that you can use for this one breathing exercise. But for now, and the first few meditations, we're just going to be focusing on tracking our breath and physically following it with our mind. And it's almost like our mind is looking at that air molecule and feeling the movement within yourself as you track that molecule. Now let's take one full deep breath together. Inhale. Expand the chest fully all the way. And exhale. Let all the air go. Good. Most breath work that you'll find, especially that involves deep breaths, are designed to be used within certain sets. You may do 4 or 5 in a row, let your breathing return to normal again, and then do another 4 or 5. Make sure you're mindful of this as you go forward and experimenting with different breathing exercises, so as you don't make yourself lightheaded. And the more you're able to practice them in your waking hours, whether it's at work or even sitting on the couch and watching TV, allows you to study your craft even further to be able to use them as a more effective tool within your meditation when it's called for. After this lesson, if you so choose to, feel free to explore the resource section of the website, where I will list a group of breathing exercises and break them down into simplistic terms and what they can be used for. Feel free to explore them, try them out, and experiment with them to see if you can notice the changes within your own body. Remember, just because you're doing a course that is a very serious topic about going inside of you, that doesn't mean you shouldn't be having fun along the way. So treat these more like play. Experiment with your breath. Take the time to put in the work to notice the changes around you, whether it's out in a workspace or in a quiet meditation. And start accumulating this and logging the results of it to know what fits well for you and what doesn't. There is nothing wrong inside of a meditation if somebody asks for box breathing, but you need a variance of that, like a longer exhale than inhale, that you can substitute that at any time if that's what you need in the moment. But the only way to truly be able to master that skill is to understand what you need and to have the experience to have done it, to have the confidence to go forward with that. So let's recap really quick. Posture, the only thing we're really concerned about is the head and the spine are in alignment, that arms and legs are uncrossed, and position past that doesn't really matter. You can meditate upside down if you choose to, as long as your head and spine are in alignment. A lot of the other confusion that's assigned by movies or TV shows is just artistic license that is designed as part of the story. So find what feels good for you. Embrace that. As far as breathing goes, these two exercises that we've briefly touched on today are going to become your bedrock exercises for the rest of this lesson. We will be involving box breathing a little bit later on, which is a 4-2-4-2 count. We can also expand that up to 4-4-4-4 and regulate our breathing simply in a box. These become the foundational tools that you will use not only within meditation, but you will also learn to bring those tools outside of meditation into your everyday life and allow that peace and that stillness to reflect outwards as well once you find it within. I'm just going to let the music run for another minute. Feel free to practice that mindful breathing just as we close out this lesson, and I'll see you next week.